Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on December 9th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. till... Oh, independently produced yes. Every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we talk
about all things paranormal.
Yes. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Very nice. Tonight, it's once again ITC night here on Ghostly Talk. We will first be joined by none other than the audio medium himself, Brian Jones. And then we will get into our special ITC panel discussion with the all-star lineup of Mark Macy, Dr. Stephen Rourke, Marcus Leader, and Jim Hale. Warmed up.
That was nice. Thank you.
We had the mics down too low, I think, in the very beginning.
Oh, I thought they were fine. I heard myself.
You heard yourself?
Mess up, yeah.
Well, yeah.
What are we? Oh, yeah.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
Very
ITC show.
God, yeah.
I'm very, very excited. Instrumental transcommunication.
Yeah.
Again, here on Ghostly Talk, I'm monitoring the headphones for any extraneous voices. That really, really creeped me out.
Well, that was with the Brian Jones show back in October, I believe October of 2006. God, it seems like it was yesterday, though.
Yeah.
It seems like it wasn't that far, that long ago.
It still to this day creeps me out to think about it, to listen to that show. Everything about it just really, really sends shivers up and down my spine.
Well, yeah, and Brian... Because
I can't explain it, so...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brian coming up here pretty soon. We're actually going to go to break a little bit earlier, I think, for the first segment. Because I want to get Brian on as soon as we can. So we're going to try to get him on right at 6:30. So you might take a quick short break here in a little bit. And then we're going to get Brian on. He's got a bunch of clips that he's been working on this week.
Oh.
And he just worked on, he went through it, see what he can find, send it to us. He actually did some other stuff, too. I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, but he also did some analysis on the stuff from Whispers Estate, too.
Ooh, excellent.
So we have that also to check out, too.
Excellent.
But we're going to get right into it with Brian. It's going to be pretty intense. And then come 7 p.m., like we mentioned, 2 hours, two solid hours. I've talked to all these guys today, and we all kind of were asking the same questions, like, so what's going to happen here tonight? And I said, simply told them, like, look, we're just going to go with this thing. Doug and I will moderate this thing the best we can. But, a couple of these people have been here for this before, like Mark Macy and Marcus Leader. But we have two additions here, Dr. Rourke and Jim Hale, who are going to be here, too. So, there's four people. And we've done the prophecy night thing, which we're doing another one of those later this month, too.
Yes.
Now we got the technology in place. So it's going to, hopefully, the quality-wise, it's going to be a lot better. But on top of that, hopefully, it's just a matter of these things. We find it's an art to try to keep people from, walking all over each other. Not in a bad way, but just because they don't know it. When you're on some phone and you have three other people on the other end, sometimes it's tough to monitor and see who you're talking over or whatnot.
Right, so, and it'll happen, but at the same time, free and constant flow of communication.
Yeah, so that's what
very important.
That's what we're going for.
I want more bass.
You want more bass?
Yeah, on my channel.
Okay, how's it?
Test one. Oh, I love it. All right. Fabulous.
That's great. All right, so now your voice. Now I've made your voice sound deeper, Doug.
That's what I like.
I before the show here. Okay, seriously, Amber.
I sounded like a tin radio.
Just do it. Just do it.
Do you want to? If you don't, I don't care.
She's gonna do it.
Yay or nay? Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
I mean, because you're standing in front of a million people that can see you, you know, doing this. I mean, you should be so nervous, I know.
By the way, it's Amber's birthday.
It's Amber's birthday.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Happy birthday, Amber.
We love you.
Do you want to open your presents right now? Okay, well, they're under the bench right here.
A lot of us have to do things.
I hit them on her. Well, they're hidden
all over
the house.
And then you told her where they were. You didn't do the hot,
cold
game.
Well, I told her that's where a couple of them are.
Oh. You didn't do the hot, cold game or anything?
Why don't you open the small one first, seeing that was the more elusive one.
To Amber from Daddy.
Daddy!
That's creepy.
Yeah, of course.
That's
creepy.
My skin is crawling.
Oh, shut up.
I think I threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, Amber turned 13 today.
Whoa!
Yay. She's ripping into the first present right now.
Go, Amber, go.
She's been getting presents all weekend, though.
Go, Amber, go.
What did she get on? Let me think here. Well, I gave her another present Thursday night.
A Camaro?
Yeah, a Camaro.
Wow, that's awesome.
She got a present Thursday night. She got a present Thursday night.
She got a DeLorean.
She got a present Thursday night. She got a T-shirt Thursday night, Iron Maiden T-shirt Thursday night.
Yeah. You have those laying around your house.
Well, yeah. We
but not in her size.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we have them the fat kid size here. And then she got a bottle of wine last night, and then she got CDs today.
Wow.
And Chris from MPI says, happy birthday, Amber. Amber and says, thank you.
God, what's all that stuff in there? What do you mean you know what it is?
What could it be, Amber? The suspense is killing me.
Be careful.
Quickly. Open it. Come on, it's a plastic bag. Rip into it.
you didn't know what it was, did you?
Use your teeth.
No, I didn't.
Devin says happy birthday as well. I'm updating you on chat room birthday comments.
She's been wanting to get this DVD for a long
time. Aw, she got Phantasm.
Yeah, how romantic.
That's the sweetest thing I ever did saw.
I just don't.
Well, no. Every time we're at Satan's DVD/CD store,
mm-hmm.
We always walk by this, and we've been like, you know, both of us have been like, we got to buy this thing. We keep wanting to buy it, and I actually had it in my hands walking to the front of the store one day, but then I got cold feet and I put it away
because
you know I don't make any money at all, and I can't afford a $15 DVD.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm convinced that I can't, so I put the thing away. Right. So. Except when it's Christmas, so
and
she
present
got,
number two.
Yeah, so the Phantasm DVD, did you like that, Amber? Okay, good, all right. So
for those of you that can't hear, that was a mm-hmm.
Well, that was a Phantasm DVD. The movie Phantasm is like older than all of us here.
Yeah.
Even Doug?
Well, not
No.
old movie, but they released it.
They consulted me on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Amber, what is it?
Boy, imagine this. I couldn't find a box big enough to put this one in to make it more elusive.
Yeah. Now we get the really good surprise.
It's Star Hero 3.
There we go.
But it isn't just a game, though.
And another guitar.
Yeah, she's won another guitar also, and God, they have them both in a box.
And MPI Kyle wishes you a happy birthday as well. And you can ask her.
Well, you wanted another guitar, too, didn't you?
I didn't tell her what she was getting.
I know you wouldn't tell her what she was getting, because I'd thump you if you did.
I wouldn't be afraid of that. But.
So now, that's got the other guitar in it, too, Amber.
Okay, good.
You said you wanted another guitar, right?
Yay, Amber.
You said you wanted another guitar, right?
We'd sing to you, but we can't.
That's not going to happen tonight.
No, because...
We've attempted that in the past.
You have to pay royalties and blah, blah, blah.
It's all right. Now we got that taken care of. Happy birthday, honey. Yay.
She's so giddy.
She's giddy right now.
I love her.
She's just like, ooh, I got presents.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So, oh, yeah.
Good job, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Are that was fantastic. Are you playing that while we're...
No, we don't have the PlayStation 2 here.
Ah.
We don't have Satan's video game.
I should have brought it over with me. Then you could have. We could have heard you jam out.
Yeah, she got Dancing with the Stars also.
Awesome.
From her grandmother. She gave her Dancing with the Stars, which I still... I guess it's similar to, like, what's that other, DDR?
Mm-hmm.
Doozerin wishes you
what
a
you're doing with the stars.
Well,
right. It's like Dance Dance Revolution, but...
What you're doing with the stars, mm-hmm. though. Apparently, Wayne Newton's there.
He's a huge star now. There we go.
He's a huge star, though. So, all right, cool. Happy birthday, Amber. Yeah, it's always fun in December because Amber's birthday is on December 9th, which it is today. This is today's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas is like 2 weeks after that.
So. I know, it's amazing.
So it's brutal, but hey, you know.
I think we should dedicate the entire ITC show to Amber.
The show is dedicated to Amber.
I don't know, by the end of this, she might not want to take that crown. So
yeah.
this could go one more
time. Can I return this show?
This long-distance dedication.
ITC, though, we got a couple minutes before we're going to take a break, though.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that briefly for a second, Doug, the incident that happened back in 2006. I should have queued that up.
Mm-hmm.
But the incident that happened back in 2006, October 2006, for people who have heard it, we had some voice come through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, yeah.
Let's do the whole setup. I get this phone call from you. How many minutes do we have? Do we have, like...
Oh, we got plenty. We got time, yeah.
I get this phone call from you, and you go, well... Here's the thing. We have to have it on, like, a Tuesday night or something.
It was a Monday night. Monday, October 9th.
Yes.
October 9th is the night.
So, and I'm like, why do we have to have it on Monday? I mean, we've never done a show on Monday before. We do Wednesday or Thursday. I mean, we do all kinds of different nights, depending on when people are available to tape.
Yeah, yeah.
But why a Monday? We've never done a Monday.
No, we I don't think we ever really did up until that.
Until that time.
Yeah.
And you said, no, it has to be Monday.
Well, being told it has to be a Monday.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out it's because Brian had gotten a message. A
message
through his ITC experiment.
Yeah.
That said something about October 9th is...
October 9th is the night.
October 9th is the night.
Is what he was told, and I actually have the clips. I think we have the clips actually up on the website, as a matter of fact. While you're talking about that, I'm gonna see. I think we isolated a bunch of stuff from that show, didn't we?
I think so, too.
I remember it was a while
back. And if not, it's probably on the server somewhere. But so this was October 9th, 2006. And so we're going to do this show with Brian Jones. And we get on... And we're doing stuff, and it was hectic. I mean, we still had the same equipment as we have now. It was a little bit newer to us, but we had things adjusted pretty well. But it was very difficult to get a decent phone connection to either Brian or both, Brian and Dr. Rourke. And eventually, you know, people were all on, and then somebody would drop off, and it was weird. It was just weird trying, you know, with this phone connections. And it's no different than we've been running the phone connections like this for how long?
We never changed anything that night, and that was so...
And it's the same technology we used last week, and the week before, and the week before.
It's the exact same setup.
There's no difference in our setup.
Were we on Skype back then?
Yeah.
I think we just started getting on to it. I mean, really starting to use it around that time.
Right.
It was tested, tried, and true. It wasn't anything new that week at all. It was something we've been using for several weeks. So
right.
It was not anything different in the system at all.
It was just so bizarre because we, you know, and we were new to it, but we haven't done anything different even since then. And true, you know, I mean, I imagine you can get weird things happen in that network, but... I've never had anything before that, and I've never had anything since. Not like this.
You know, I remember actually, Doug, when this incident occurred on the air, you actually went ahead and did some isolations on your own.
Yes, I did.
And I'm unzipping those as we speak.
Oh, excellent.
Extract.
And
of course, you know, this is Windows XP, so we have to go through 400 steps in order for it to happen.
Right.
You know how that stuff works.
So as we were talking with Brian and Dr. Rourke, these little noises would come in our headphones.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would, you know, little, like,
and this was just Doug and I. This was just you and I there. Bonnie wasn't there with us that night.
And we're looking at each other.
No.
And it was just freaky. And until the crescendo
yeah.
was actually a message.
Well, yeah, and I got these isolations. I think we'll just crank through these.
All right, let's do it.
Just for nostalgia's sake, why not? These are the ones that you actually did.
You know, okay.
Before. You isolated these, and this is kind of what happened on that night. It might help if I have the audio up. Here we go.
Let's do that. It's really stirring me up. I can't even put it into words, but the way that I perceived it.
To your explanation, which mm-hmm. which is the direct answer to what
let me stop something here real quick. I just got to change something.
But what I hear.
But that was the first clip you heard right there.
That was the first clip, and you heard it sounded like a chop or a
really
sneeze.
Stirring me up. I can't even put it into words, but the way that I perceived it.
Well, what's being perceived, it's ironic, they perceived it, but what Brian thought he was hearing was his actual name. We'll listen to it again.
Right.
Really stirring me up. I can't even put it into words, but the way that I perceived it.
We'll move to part number two here. You got like 10 of them, I think.
Yeah.
To your explanation, which mm-hmm. which is the direct answer to what we asked. And so I really feel bad for interrupting.
Yeah,
but
I'm kidding.
I heard that. I heard that, too.
See, and that was another one of those, right?
Yeah.
This is what was going on through the whole show.
And I am absolutely still flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I mean, I do not know what happened.
We're broadcasting this out to the world.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a hissing under there.
We're broadcasting this out to the world.
Yeah.
What's interesting is there it was again. And we also then initiated the call to Dr. Rourke and bridged all of us up.
These are just the ones you pulled out, Doug.
Yeah.
These are the ones throughout this whole thing. It was a really cool thing to do, too. It's still up for download in the 2006 archives. You can download this zip file that Doug made.
Tower and a small aircraft. It seemed like it was a two-way conversation. I heard that. Did you guys hear that?
And you see, what's interesting is this voice, this thing that was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It became distracting.
It was annoying. I mean,
they're like, blah, blah, blah.
The ultimate proof of what we're trying to find here. We're like, would you please shut up so we can do our show?
But,
it just kept going on.
It's like he's teasing us.
You know, I've done a lot of things that were pretty.
Even Brian was getting distracted also by the whole thing.
Right.
A dual direction message that.
Okay, hang on.
Even you had to stop.
I was like, what's going on here? What is the problem, right?
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
In this interface, that's the problem.
Well, there it is again. There it is again.
I hear that.
Yeah, I hear that too.
Whoa.
And that sounded like an actual word.
Sounds like one of the gizmos. Or, I'm sorry, one of the gremlins. Oh,
it's a gizmo.
It's a gizmo. Grismo.
A gizmo. Oh, gremlin.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a short one. Let's try it.
Hi.
Hi. It did sound like you said hi.
That was the one right there that just like sent the, and it's very rare.
Now at that point,
I can't even tell you
what was going through my head because I was pretty much paralyzed.
We both were.
We were looking at each other. There was drool coming out the sides of our mouths.
Completely.
I mean, because we were just absolutely confused.
Yes.
Upset.
Yeah.
It was just insane. And play it again though. Because what it's
these are isolations too, by the way.
Yeah, these are isolations from an existing show.
I know we always complain about. Yeah, you're in some late room on inside, but these were complete isolations, and this is what you did because you just wanted to isolate all the occurrences throughout the show.
Right, and if you want, of course, you can go to ghostlytalk.com, go into
listen
the
whole show,
2006, listen to the entire show,
yeah, it's all
or you
on
can
there.
Download the isolations or both. It
yeah.
doesn't matter
yeah.
to us.
Everything,
but this particular incident flabbergasted us, and of course it culminates in that last message, which says, now, if you remember, the reason we had the show on October 9th is because Brian had gotten a voice message through ITC methods that October 9th is the night. So we went and had the show on October 9th, and then, of course, it did all that messing with us while we're trying to have a discussion.
Yeah.
And then it culminated in that message, which was, we hear it as, October 9th is no longer the night.
Yeah, so, I mean, and,
whose voice is it? I don't know.
I just thought it was a very interesting thing that happened. Probably one of the most interesting things that's ever happened on this show, right on the air. And, you know, I know this is not hack journalism we're doing. This is exactly what happened that night. As far as, you know, what we're talking about right now and what happened that night and what we investigated after that to try to see what exactly happened there. We could not figure out what was going on. We had nothing different with the system whatsoever. There was nothing different at all. So we just were talking about what happened. I know my thing is just there is a lot of sensationalism going on right now as far as, you know, not just radio, but, you know, TV. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah, you can't. And I'm not on the TV without an advertisement.
We don't want Ghostly Talk to go into that realm. Period. No. So, but talking about this, this is what happened.
We were doing a special show.
Yeah.
About ITC.
At the request of Brian.
Brian wanted to do it, and he had gotten a message that we needed to do a show that day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we did, and that happened to us. That's all I'm saying. I really don't know what happened.
Either of us. We sat on the phone for days after that.
Yes, we did.
I sat on the phone with Dr. Rourke. I talked to Brian after that. We were all trying to figure out what happened that evening to make what we caught on tape happen. And it's all there. Again, you can download the zip file. It's in the 2006 archives. Look for the October archives. And the whole show's up there still, along with the isolations. It was a couple days later because you went through it a few days later and
right.
pulled it all out.
Well,
they're there.
And you know what's interesting is I don't usually do that. I guess I'm quite lazy when it comes to this stuff, and I won't sit there for
I know my eyebrow raised when you did that.
When I did 7 hours of I did 7 hours of recording with MPI Metro Paranormal down at the fort, and the most I did was I put it onto a CD and gave it to him. I said, "Here you go." You know, I haven't listened to it yet. I plan on it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But it's been weeks already, and I just haven't even started it. You know, there's a lot of things going on. It's holidays, blah, blah. But, you know, is there an excuse? Probably not. But
I
just don't usually do this. You know, I do some follow-through when it's important. I did follow-through, obviously, with that show. I chopped those out because that still boggles my mind. It boggled my mind then.
Yeah.
It boggles my mind now. I also did follow-through with The Whispers Estate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
When I captured that on tape, I'm like,
queuing
this up, you know, and I queued it up, and I'm, you know, chopping away, and I'm trying to put it in presentation format, and I did it for the show, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I did it for this show.
You spent the day doing that, the day of the show.
The day of the show, while I was still at Whispers, and it was that important. These are important events in my life. That have happened to
and
me.
It's
happened. Whispers happened. Mm-hmm. I'm just. You know,
and it's very cool. We were fortunate to be able to get that on tape. Take it any way you want. If you think it's BS, that's fine. But we think we were very fortunate that night to get it on tape, and I'm glad we got to talk about that a little bit.
And
you know, as a predecessor to Brian coming on again, because it's been a while since Brian's been here.
Yeah.
He wanted to come on here and show some of the stuff that he's been doing, and we're more than happy to have him come on again because we think Brian's doing some real groundbreaking work in this field.
Yes, he is.
Oh, man, she just broke the closet door.
Oh, no!
It's her birthday. You can't be mad.
I can be as mad as I want. I got to fix the closet door now.
That won't take much effort. You just
screwdriver or a Manhattan will do it.
That's a good opportunity for us to go to break here, I think. So we're going to get Brian on the phone. We're going to get Brian on the phone here.
I like that plan.
We're going to launch ITC Night. It's been a while since we did one of these things. This is ITC Night here on Ghostly Talk. Hopefully the biggest and baddest one we've done so far.
We'll see.
We'll have to see.
Well, I know it's got quite the lineup. So coming up, Brian Jones. After that, Mark Macy, Marcus Leader, Dr. Stephen Rourke, and Jim Hale. This is quite a night you're in for. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Felt the puppet on the string along the vortex we bend. Lord, have you heard the roaring dragon eat the virgin? I didn't know yet what I'd know when I was bleeding. I didn't know yet what I'd know when I was bleeding. I seem to forget what I learned when I was falling. I didn't know yet what I'd know when I was bleeding. Hey! Gotten cold, my heart is in a loud mood. When my chemicals go wrong, I'd have the devil take a song for my own whistle. I didn't know yet what I'd know when I was bleeding. I didn't know yet what I'd know when I was bleeding. I seem to forget what I learned when I was falling. What I'd know when I was bleeding.
Seeking the truth? You have questions or answers? Join a community of like-minded people on the Nipers forums. Simply go to the Nipers website, www.nnyprs.com. Click on the Nipers discussion forum. Here you can browse our many topics covering all aspects of the paranormal field. Ask your questions, post your comments, get answers, seek truth. The Nipers Discussion Forums. Your forums.
Brian Jones has been working in the field of ITC, that's Instrumental Transcommunication, since 1998. The main purpose of Brian's work with audio is to gain profound levels of information when it comes to accessing embedded additional verbalized information, which is naturally formed backwards within the complex sound frequencies of speech. His website is www.audiomedium.com. And we would like to welcome with open arms back to the show.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Brian.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, Brian. It's been a little while. And I know what we want, what our plan was here was just to kind of get right into some of the stuff that you've been doing. I know you got a few things you want to say, though, so I'm going to step back and let you do that, okay?
Yeah. I mean, mainly I just want to say that as far as my pathway goes with all this, I've kind of been putting it on hold, as I told you, for... I don't know, 7 or 8 months now. I kind of had to. I was trying to keep the ball rolling, as rough of a ride as it was. I ended up kind of shifting gears. So I'm kind of got it on the back burner right now. And so, but there's a few sound files there. Most of them that I sent you were the ones I sent you were that I got off the hard drive from a while back.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do a couple today. It takes a lot of energy to do this, so I'm not claiming to be in the driver's seat of this whole thing at this point in time, but and that's where I'm at right now.
Excellent. Well, I know, you did send us, us throughout the week, you sent a series of clips here from stuff that you've been working on past and present right now.
And the good thing is, I found out there's a lot of resistance to, as far as the doors I knocked on wanting to do anything with it. I realized in 1997 after studying what David Oates calls reverse speech that unless you can apply it to something where you can find out if you can validate the potential information, because even the so-called speech reversals and EVP samples, people can hear them different ways to a high degree. And so, I've been trying to find that since way back when, and it's just been literally 99.9% impossible. So even though it was real frustrating, I knew as far as like having the connection goes, it took a lot of pressure on myself every single day. And I know it was kind of manic and kind of really kind of bumpy, but I had taken a break during the years that I did it for the better part. I kind of went half throttle for about 2.5 years because I knew the pressure. And I realized after that time that, hey, this is just going to die out if I don't really get back and start being really manic about it and pushing real hard. But, it just got to the point where it just got nastier and nastier because I was, just frustrated so much. So anyway, the good news is since I backed off, I eliminated all my credit card debt.
Yeah, that is fantastic. See, this sounds like you are getting back on track. I think balance is very important in people's lives. And I think you're finding the proper balance. Congratulations.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, as far as I can tell, the proper balance is not going to produce any notable results that I can tell. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I thought it was really worth riding out the storm because it seemed essential to bringing up the energy. Like I told you, I was having physical manifestations happen around me, a lot of effects on electronics. I've noticed I still hear voices and things like that, and I can record them, but the level of connection that I've got is way diminished, And I dabbled with it, like I told you I was going to do, during this week after work, and I spent a lot of hours, and I could just tell that my energy level was really low. So I spent quite a number of hours and really didn't get any results, so... I don't know, that's what I've noticed about it.
Well, that's, maybe that's just the way it works, because, every week we talk about this, Brian. Places we go to, some places we've been to, like, i.e. Whispers of State here for you, Doug, that was completely insane.
Yeah.
But then other places we've been to, it's just like, it's not really much going on here, Maybe it's just a...
Should we mention what we're doing, or what...
Oh, well, okay... Well, Brian, did you want to mention that also, as far as a little thing that we're doing also while we're doing?
I personally don't think anything's going to come of it, but I just figured it. I got three minutes on the weekend. What the heck?
Well, no, what we're doing essentially is we're talking to you on your house line right now. Am I correct, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking to you on the house line. You actually have your cell phone. We've got that patched into the board also right now. And that's just sitting there. It's in another room.
It's on a little amplified speaker phone attachment.
Okay.
I just figured, things can come through in mysterious ways. Uh-huh. My feeling about it is that, I don't know that anything's going to come. I'm kind of doubtful. I just don't have much of an enthusiastic feeling about it. Just kind of sensing that, but maybe wrong. And so anyway.
Well, I would like to invite anybody who happens to be there who wants to break through to use some of the equipment there in your house, your cell phone or your landline to break in just like the other time.
Yeah, that'd be interesting
to see. If they do, we'll capture it.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then that's okay too.
Do you want to get into go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say, and I'm really sure that it's quite true, we're missing the dynamo Dr. Rourke because he was, in the years that I talked to him on the phone, it stood alone, all the interruptions that we had, and to this day it still does. I mean, for some reason, we didn't start recording that for probably a couple years of me telling him about all these interruptions, and I don't know if he, you know, he, I don't know if he, you know, he didn't realize what I was saying until we started recording him, but, and one of the cuts that I sent you of try this one, I think it said.
Yeah.
That was from about 7 or 8 months ago when I really decided I needed to back away from this. That was the very last recording that, Dr. Rourke and myself had recorded while he was out on the highway. And we both agreed that they seemed to be moving more from the Freddy Krueger raspy voice, to more human harmonic, vocal tones, and they were moving in that direction. So that sample that you've got there is a good example of that.
You want me to play this one right now, Brian?
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah, do
all
that.
Right. I'm going to cue this. I got it right here. And this is, yeah, we just mentioned it. I'm just going to play this for the audience here. Here we go.
You know, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Now, in the context, I'm going to play it one more time just to play it. So just hang tight, and then we'll get into it, okay?
You know, so I don't know if that's true or not.
What's going on there, Brian, if you don't mind? Just kind of, it's a 7-second clip, but just kind of tell us what exactly happened there.
Well, if you listen really closely to that, maybe people want to go back to the archive. You can hear a little snippet of Stephen, Dr. Rourke's voice in there. This other voice was just coming right over the top of him. And there's a page on my website through the telephone, cell phone, image that you can link to. There's a whole bunch from that segment that we did. That was kind of the most stunning right there. But I hear these as they come through.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was it. And like I said, if you listen closely, his voice is not getting through. That thing's just walking over the top of him, and that's pretty typical of what we had going.
And it does have very, very different characteristics than the voice that tried to break through when we were on the show.
Yeah.
On the special show on October 9th. But so do you think it's a progression? Do you think the other side is learning to be able to
they're getting better at
do
this
stuff?
Yeah.
Or is it... Have they degressed or whatever?
I did notice that the last two or three, we didn't do them every week. I started noticing a tendency that it seemed to be sounding more like a natural human voice little by little. So we didn't do enough to really come to any kind of conclusion on that. I'm not sure why. I know Stephen said that, some of the messages that he was perceiving the way he heard, and we heard things differently sometimes, even that one there, we perceived the words differently and things, but he said some of them seemed to have some kind of personal meanings for him that kind of shook him up, so mm-hmm. he told me, and he didn't want to tell me about it. We were thinking he didn't want to paint anything, putting suggestions in my head, but we kind of both just backed away from it mutually. I mean, like I said, I was in a pretty bad mood most of the time because of the frustration I had about it.
Right.
I mean, so, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to get back into it or not. I'm certainly never going to push myself over the edge like I did. I thought it was worth it for a while because I kept thinking, somebody is going to pay attention that's going to help me in a tangible way, you know, and that never even came close to it, you know. So, I just held on long enough thinking that any day that was going to happen. But I don't know why there's just not really much... assistance. You guys have given me a lot of support as far as a place to share some of this stuff, but
yeah.
You know, really haven't had anybody approach me, and just even something on a different level about the animals. I know a guy that he knows about one of these. I don't know if it's a blog or whatever, but it gets a lot of traffic. And in like 3 days, I had 1,250 hits on a page I've got with animals speaking in words,
mm-hmm.
and in a big bright yellow banner, I said, "Hey, I'm really looking for submissions on animals." And with 1,250 hits, I had one inquiry. The lady told me about her needs about her dog, and then she just totally dropped the ball. So, you know, it's just bleak. I don't know why, but, here's the thing. I don't know what the angle would be, but I'm going to have to figure out if there's a practical way that I can approach this. And I've got a couple ideas, so if something comes up, you know, I'll bring that to the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to break it down a little bit, I think, somehow. You know, I mean... I just saw a lot of parallels of animals speaking in words. And by the way, Yeah, if you want to play some of those sound files.
Yeah, we got them right here. We got them right here, Brian.
I like that idea.
What, did you something you wanted to start with particularly, Brian? Or
well,
did you just
here's something that I find kind of shocking, and I'd like to see. I know we don't have a lot of time. There's one that I've got on there that's, let me look at my list here. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, just for the animal thing, let's whip a couple of these out. The one that's labeled track two in part A,
you
play that. That's real short. And just let me tell you what it is there was a cat that appeared in one of the tenants renting a room at the house across the alley,
mm-hmm.
and that thing would squawk its head off, so I stuck the digital recorder up on the fence. And if you play track two, part A, that's just a short clip of the thing.
Let's go. Here we go.
Hey. What's your name?
Now you heard the cat meow, right?
Yeah.
So play part B and tell me if you think it's saying anything.
What do you think, Doug?
I don't know. It sounds like maybe hello or something, but I don't know.
Let's play it again.
Yes.
I couldn't really pull anything out, to be honest.
Okay.
With you,
well, I heard it saying Brian, actually, and I've had other people hear that without suggestion. But like I said, you know, that's why I say I've got to find a way of breaking this down to find out if any of this stuff can be useful information that could be followed up some way.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's play that again one more time. Well, of course, I've been front loaded now.
So. Yeah, and I can hear it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I played that for a couple people without suggesting it, and they heard it too. So I think it may very well be there. But here's the thing: if it is there, it's strange because I don't know the cat's name. It never got never shook hand to paw with it or anything.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to, here's another thing.
Cats do have a lot more sensitive hearing and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe he did run across your name. However, I want to point out real quick, you, Brian, did spend an immense amount of time on audio. Reverse speech, forward speech, ITC, EVPs, everything. You spent an immense amount of time, and you've trained yourself to hear these things.
Yeah, and I have for sure. But here's the thing: I know I've known better for ever since I was a few months into it. And if you notice that I'm pretty much always say I hear this as, or I really respect the fact that I don't know if I'm right for sure,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it drove me nuts that I could never get a place, and I spent years and thousands of inquiries with people, and I wasn't looking for a nickel to get paid. I wasn't trying to sell a service. I didn't have PayPal set up. I was trying very hard to get somebody open-minded, skeptical or whatever, and I even offered to sign anything saying that it'd be absolutely confidential, but, I know for a fact of a handful of people that have me analyze their speech that I was able to get phrases out of there that they just said, my God, that's exactly what's going on inside me. And so I know I'm very convinced it's real, but like I said, it's worthless it's fun for entertainment, but hey, speaking of the backwards, here's something that I wonder if you guys, I think you guys will definitely be able to hear some words, but the one that's track four.
Yeah, yeah.
If you play part A, it's just a 12-month-old baby boy, infant, that supposedly can't talk yet, and he's kind of crying. If you play that, I'd like to explain the circumstances on that.
Sure, okay. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to play it one more time.
Yep.
All right, and that was obviously a baby crying.
Yeah, that's what
right. Now,
like.
Now, if you play track four, part B, that is the exact file you just played at normal and two slower speeds reversed. See if you can make any words out of that.
Okay.
All right. Let me play one more time, Brian.
Sure. Do you guys hear feel any corners on those sounds?
Doug's got his hand stamped to his head in the headphones.
I mean, I can.
I'm hearing phrases.
I hear what sounds like the formation of words, but I can't really pull them out.
I can tell you that one jumps out at me, and I feel these things too. And see, let me suggest it now for the third time. You know, when you play it the third time, see if you can make out anything close to "Tonight is over, you're a harlot."
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Are they talking to me?
Yes. That's a special message for Bonnie.
Here we go. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't want to say it on the air, Brian. But before you told us what you were hearing out of this, I'm being totally honest here. That last part where you're a harlot, I heard the I could feel, like, I guess that's the only thing you can say, I could feel the "you're a" pronunciation, but I kind of heard the other WH,
the stuff is complex, but the thing about this is that's a 12-month-old baby, and I know a guy that's dating this woman, and she came over, she brought her baby over, and it's kind of a casual thing going on, and they're doing it like on date one, they're having sexual relations, and my friend knows I know I speak.
Where do you live? I gotta move to that city.
Yeah. Come on up. But the thing is, my friend got the creeps from the baby. He felt a lot of tension from the baby. The baby wasn't digging the scene. And that is a 12-month-old baby right there. Now, I don't know what it means. I hear that phrase really clearly.
Let me play one more time.
I hear the tonight very, very clearly now. The end doesn't feel like it's saying anything quite that complex. Don't hear the T at the end.
I thought I was just losing my mind.
It fades out. I mean, I think the volume drops off.
Yeah, the volume drops off. So.
What I find interesting, though, is that the whole ball of wax here, Brian, because before you even said what you've heard out of this,
you heard
the feel I got. I'm a sick-minded bastard, anyways. We both know that. So I hear disgusting things and anything, but I mean, I did.
These things happen every day, man. It's part of human nature, I guess.
Yeah.
Play it one more
time.
I do want to hear that.
See, it's easy. I heard that I heard something else, which can be the same thing, same thing.
Well, you can hear, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but for me anyway, when you play the baby crying sounds backwards, it takes on a lot different energy expression, I think. I mean, doesn't it seem more serious?
I agree.
I mean, not that the baby, I don't know, I'm no expert on babies by any means, but I'm just saying that, the backward sounds really seem to take on definition. I've always noticed that to a high degree.
And those words, there is a phrasing going on there. I mean, initially, like you said, Doug, Brian's been doing this a lot more than we have, so he's going to have a better sense for stuff
like
this.
Well, I've been able to hear sound frequencies that other people say they can't hear, but that could change from day to day probably. And like I said, it's for years. If I understand that at this point, with that one right there, you can't really validate it anyway, but here, I might as well go ahead and say, I think what I'm going to do, because I can't, I'm not putting myself, like I said, I've been on a break a little bit about this, but if I'm going to apply myself anymore, I've got to rise to the occasion of figuring out how to make it count. And my idea is, I'm going to go down to the animal shelter, I'm going to start recording animals. I'm hoping, for number one, I want to find out if it's even possible to get useful information. And if I find an animal that, say, maybe a couple counties away from where it lived and the person hasn't put two and two together, if I can get a name out of EVP, whatever it is, and I'll tell you some animals' voices really project words to me. And so it's a good carrier if that's what it is. If I can just solve a couple or even one case where I get a name in a town or something like that, and I can get a person on the horn and they say, "Where's my dog?" or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Not only, I don't know if I tell them how I figured it out, that they still won't get scared and, shut the door in my face, but at least I'll get some satisfaction for number one, for validating that this stuff can be useful.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, I'd like to get to building instruments and get into ITC, but even if I was absolutely independently wealthy, there's no guarantee. I mean, in other words, if I had all the money in the world and all I had to do was get up and breathe for that, knowing me, I'd be working like 75 hours a week.
Yes,
and
you would.
I could fry myself down to the ground. So the way things are right now, I'm really not even entertaining the idea of getting back into that. I mean, like I said,
well,
I was curious.
I think this particular experiment that you're talking about is not only you know, interesting. It lets you exercise your abilities that
yeah.
you've trained yourself
oh, yeah.
long and hard for. It lets you, you know, still stretch your muscles. Plus,
yeah.
it's darn good. It would be absolutely phenomenal to hear a reunion story.
That would be a really good thing. There's no doubt about it.
Because that would make the animal ecstatic. It would make the owners ecstatic, and then of course you ecstatic if anything came out of that. I think that would be absolutely beautiful.
Brian, go ahead.
I was going to say tuning in through headphones. And I always do things in dual direction. I don't know why everybody doesn't really. I mean, I've got a shift on the fly deck that I modified to do that. It is magnetic tape. I wish I could get a digital thing that would do it, but I've been asking. Nobody seems to know where you can get one. You can do it with a computer and all that, but you got to, you know, look at the monitor and all that. I mean, I like doing it on the fly. But what I was going to say is, it is taxing to do that. I mean, and I do feel. Opening up doorways a little bit. It's a weird ride. So like for the last 7 months where I'm working at, I work in a big building with a lot of people. I have had to force myself to lower my energy level. You know, not that I wanted to do it, but you know, it's kind of nice to be able to pay your bills.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, yeah. The last thing about that is I've noticed I've lost part of myself in doing it. I really have. I mean, I don't know. I feel kind of bleak about having to shut a real inherent part of myself off in order to do that. But the way it was going, man, I was just hotter than a pistol all the time.
Well, seven. What was it? June, July, August,
October,
November, December. Yeah. It was 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I needed to change myself. And I've worked really hard since. I've done, you know, a diet. I've gone to the doctor for the first time in a dozen or more years. I went to the dentist for the first time in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to take control and start working on my health and my future. And so I've done that. And Brian, and I'm very proud of it. And,
good.
Brian,
congratulations.
Thank you. And I think that the same can be said for you because you, even though you are lamenting, you know, the loss of some of the abilities that you had, you know, when you were going strong, you've got to see that, you know, the balance is there and you have to, it's gaining strength. I think it's going to overall make you a better person too. So I want to say congratulations to you for jumping back into. I know it's fluorescent lighting and a lot of people and negative energies and et cetera, but you know what? You have to have that in order to also appreciate the other side as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's sometimes you've got to realize that things aren't working and. You don't want to keep going in the same direction.
Right, and I think that you've done a lot for yourself, too, and congratulations about that. Really, really am glad to hear that. We have another clip.
We have a few more clips here. Do you want to move to a few more clips, Brian? We only got a couple minutes.
I'm just curious, if you play track 10, I wonder if you guys will be able to hear this. I can never tell how clear it's going to be for other people, and I kind of give it away because I made a comment that I heard it. I think my comment's off by one vowel, but play track 10A, if you would.
Sure, you got it. Here we go.
Quack, 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 quack.
Talk to me. Hello. Well, wow, I heard hi, Brian, right there. That's pretty cool.
That was down at the local lake. And I had the headphones on through the digital recorder. I pulled out the piece that I thought I heard it say, "Hi, Brian." I think I hear it saying, "Hey, Brian." I played it three times you know, normal two lower speeds. That would be track 10, part B.
Yeah, I'll play
try that because I do want to hear that.
Here we go. Yeah.
Can you guys
this
hear
it? This is in reverse now.
No, that's forward.
That's forward still.
Forward, but three times
it's
slower.
It's
slowed
normal
down.
Speed
now. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I
think you're right. I think that the first syllable is longer than just a high. So I think it could be hey.
I settled on hey, Brian, but, I mean, you know, like I said, even still, I mean, I've heard hey, Brian, Arabic so many times, you know, it's hard not to yawn, you know, because, I mean, out of the EVP, the ITC sessions, you know, it's like, I've heard hey, Brian, probably thousands of times.
Well, they do say that one of the most recognizable things in any kind of speech patterns is your own name.
Yeah.
Like, you could be in a really, really, really crowded restaurant, right? And this is people who haven't trained themselves to pick, you know, to pick things out of audio. These are just normal folks with no training whatsoever. Be in a packed restaurant, lots of people, lots of different conversations going on, and somebody across the room could say, you know, oh, well, I was talking to Doug, and I might be able to just, like, zero in on that.
Yeah.
Because it's my name, and it's what I'm used to.
Those ducks down there know me, but I don't really tell them my name. And I cut that one off. It said, I believe it said, hey, Brian, where's the popcorn? But
they wanted you to bring food to them.
Oh, I feed those guys once in a while. It's so funny because there's a little island down there. You can go down there. It's super quiet. It's a neat lake. And I go down there and quack like I did, only real loud. Yeah. And like 3 seconds later, you'll hear one of the female ducks squawking really loud on the island. Then they come motoring back out to the dock. You know?
That's awesome.
You want to go through one more of these, Brian?
Yeah, here's one that I think is kind of unique. Now, you might want to turn the volume down for this because the first part A is really overmodulated. It's distorted.
Okay.
But here's the thing: is I was playing back my mom's phone message that she was leaving me while I was doing an ITC experiment. I was recording an AM radio on the floor with a microphone near the AM radio, and in the background you hear the do-do-do-do-do. That's my mom talking on the speaker from the phone message machine.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the voice that kicks in, is an EVP coming out of the radio. And like I said, you might want to turn the volume down. The part A is a little bit loud. And
which number is it?
3 speeds. Yeah, that's that one is actually, hold on a sec, track 3.
Track 3, okay, and this is part A. All right, I'll play this then. Hang tight.
Now that's pretty noisy, but the way I was hearing it, you know, there's variations, but I think good news comes out the back of it, the tail end of it, but I kind of settled on, and if you played part B, that I used an EQ and cleaned it up, it was just probably one time, but I hear something close to, I feel the good news. See if you can hear that one. It's a little bit clearer on that.
Here we go. I feel that it's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I sent that to...
Sorry, Brian.
I sent that to my mom, and I sent that to her as an email attachment. I probably played it at 3 speeds. She thought that was a speech reversal on herself from her phone message, and it kind of feels and sounds like my mom a bit. But the thing is, that came out of the AM radio while I was playing her phone message.
Uh huh. Well,
interesting.
Yeah. I don't even know what to think of
that. So it was obtained through an entirely different method than doing a reverse speech.
Yeah, I throw a question mark on that one, too.
But I like, I think that it definitely...
very interesting.
And it has meaning to what you were doing at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Well, and also the message that she left me, she was telling me about some plans that were going through, and it literally was really good, exciting news for her. That's why she thought that was just a standard excerpted reverse verbal expression out of her phone message.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And how many years ago was that?
That was probably around 1998.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Interesting stuff,
amazing
Brian.
Stuff. I do want
7 p.m. Unfortunately, God,
yes.
Man,
so we have to
totally flu.
That was an amazing half hour. You've been doing some fantastic stuff, and congratulations.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on the show again, Brian. It was good to
talk
to
you. Yeah, it was really good. Thanks, guys.
Your website is www.audiomedium.com.
Yeah. And people, I got to mention this. You're probably going to hear on the archives, maybe that's just the phone lines going back and forth and stuff like that. You just heard your echo again, Doug?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've all been kind of like looking at each other going, like, we've all been on pins and needles for the last half an hour.
We have been paying very, very close attention, listening for extraneous voices.
That is nothing anomalous.
Right. So hey, far,
can
we haven't
Can I say two quick things
much. Sure,
about
go
the
ahead.
Website?
Yeah.
Two things on the main directory, archive shows. The second part I did with David Oates about 7-8 months ago was the last of the ITC stuff that I did. There was stuff that you guys haven't heard, and I played some of the stuff from the October 9th thing. And also, if anybody has any animals that they want me to analyze the recordings of, please do get a hold of me.
Do you have an email address you want to throw out there, Brian?
They can get me through the website.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah,
go
that's
to the
easier
website.
That way. Yeah,
definitely go to the website. Brian, hang on the line for 1 second. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. Thank
that
you again
was
to Brian.
An amazing half hour.
Thank you again, to Brian.
Totally love
it. Appreciate it, guys. Hey, I hope the rest of the show goes great. I'll be listening to the archives in the next day or so.
Thank you.
Definitely. Hang on the line for one second. Don't leave us just yet, Brian.
Hang on the line.
Okay.
So coming up next is, of course, Mark and Marcus and Dr. Rourke and Jim Hale.
Yep.
ITC Roundtable. We'll be talking about all the latest research. And, of course, if you haven't seen it yet, go to that Satan Space page. You can go to mine. You can go to Bonnie's. You can go to any of our Satan Space pages. Mm. Click on Marcus Leader.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about
that. And he built us. He built a fantastic
new equipment. Coming
new
from his
equipment.
Lab, yep.
And take some. He's got some pictures in his pics. So
yep.
Cue that up in your
We're going to have a lot
browsers,
to talk about here.
And we'll
yep.
talk about that and more coming up on Ghostly Talk.
Don't forget, December 23rd, Prophecy Night with Homie 3, Derek White Sky Cloud, Cattell, Victor Baines, Jill Dane, and Scott Christensen. Only here on Ghostly Talk.